This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, this came out a few weeks ago. I haven't really covered it yet, just because I don't see a person that's actually dedicates most of their time to trying to destroy me. I mean, he's obsessed with me probably more than anybody else but Drudge or Trump, and that's Mr. Brock over at the Media Matters, former transition chief for Obama, who is over there heading up things. I mean, I have a blind spot. I mean, I don't really just care about, you know, the one particular spider. I want to get the whole nest. But it's been pointed out to me by folks in the office and others, why aren't you covering this David Brock thing? Well, we've now had time to research it deeply. It's worse than what was even being reported. Clinton shill David Brock caught laundering money is the headline. Media Matters founder exposed. Pretty hardcore. And it's a very accurate. Owen Schroyer. Latest edition of the Infowars.com. A blessing to have him here. He's doing a great job. He really augments and fits in nicely with the rest of the crew. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We have a special report on that. But this is just like the Clinton Foundation or the Global Clinton Initiative or any of it. This is a criminal enterprise. And they violate the laws on, quote, tax-exempt groups. But that's only the surface of it. I remember the memo that came out 5 years ago in Politico where they said, we're going to infiltrate right-wing alternative media, we're going to bring them down. And then you've seen that with Fox News. And I mean, they're not playing games. And I love the little fake, pretentious, you know, hair that sticks up, you know, 8 inches above his head and all hairsprayed, you know, to make it look like he's got some giant brain. I mean, why not just wear a big alien, you know, skull cap like your Mars attacks? I mean, these people are all such delicate geniuses, but you actually got to have a conversation with them. They're just a bunch of rats. They're not even good at propaganda. I mean, I can tell you right now, these people are a joke. The Daily Beast even asked, can anyone ever truly trust David Brock? See, they're getting ready to flush that little floater. That floater is, you know, I think they might carve him off and throw him to the wolves. He just has that look about him, doesn't he? There's got to be some treats, you know, after all this. Whether Hillary loses or wins or steals it, it's going to have to be some treats. The American snacks. The American people want to see somebody burn for all this corruption. It just popped in my head, popped in my gut, just popped into my spirit. And I think the expiration date on old Brocky boy is just about up. And I don't say that with pleasure. That's why I hadn't been on my radar screen. Lie about me, twist, attack me on a daily basis. And again, Media Matters doesn't have a lot of traffic. It's a small news site, you know, talking point memo from the White House and the Clintons and Soros admittedly funds it out of that nest. But then it's regurgitated on what's left of the cable news system. I mean, word for word. In fact, we saw the propaganda that Roger Stone's the Russian spy and all this stuff yesterday on C-SPAN with the FBI director being asked by Adler. And I'm not attacking fat people. I've been fat before. But, you know, it's like Roger Stone said, if he says I'm involved in treason, I'm going to sue his fat ass. You got to wonder how Adler is so old and still alive. Because if you see him walking around, looks like he weighs 600 pounds. I'm not attacking him for being fat. I'm just saying it's weird. Like the good die young. He's threatening Adler. No, I'm not. I'm asking how on earth can you like have somebody like my dad's dad, who was like a Golden Gloves boxing champion, like 6'4", and looked like a movie star and was pretty damn healthy and went on, you know, 10-mile walks almost every day. And his whole aorta blew up out of the top of his heart. I guess it's just genetic. But then you can have somebody like Adler just waddling around for decades in Congress spewing BS saying that Roger Stone's a Russian agent. because he dares criticize globalists that have taken over this country. And it's like, look, get back in your McDonald's commercials is, grimace.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't miss a special event coming to movie theaters for one night only. Thursday, September 29th, Targeted, Exposing the Gun Control Agenda. Winton's Motion Pictures presents this hard-hitting town hall event and documentary featuring Governor Mike Huckabee, Senator Rand Paul, former NRA President David Keene, and more. Targeted is followed by a panel debate on gun control in America. Take a stand for freedom on September 29th. Tickets are limited. Go to targetedthemovie.com. That's targetedthemovie.com. TARGETED. TheMovie.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
It's September 29th, 2016. Only 39 short days until the historic 2016 November election. We're so close you can almost touch it. Americanism versus globalism. The New World Order corporate combine has hijacked our nation. It wants to tell us that sovereignty is racist and evil. And that if we go the way of the Brexit in the UK, we're somehow Russian agents. The truth is, Russia has nothing to do with this election. Other than the fact that Russia has already partially pulled away from the New World Order. It's now time for us to proudly join the UK and Russia in reestablishing national sovereignty and our constitutional republics. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, worldwide. So much for joining us. Again, we're into the second hour of the worldwide broadcast. We have Mr. Scheuer joining us, our great reporter, who has broken down the admitted crimes of the White House operative David Brock. So that is coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's just important to study the criminal organization and to look at this key capo. who has the hair of a sycophant twit, and who has the demeanor of a scallywag, and who has the political acumen of a pirate. And I want to be clear. Pirates think, like cancer raging through the body, that just because they can rob, steal, and destroy and sow chaos, they're geniuses. No, it's easy to burn a house down. It's hard to build one. It's easy to grab a kid out of their backyard and put them in your van and drive them off so the Saudis can have their way with them. It's hard to have a child and raise it and be loving. It's easy to sell crack on the side of a street corner. It's hard to build a civilization that has streets. And these people are pirates. They're looting everything, and they have the same dishonor that you would expect you see in grave robbers. But at least the grave robbers got the decency to wait till you've been dead 100 years or so before they pull the rings off your fingers. They're doing it in broad daylight. And I go back to what I said last hour, because I've been thinking about everything we look at. Obamacare really is the greatest example of it. Everyone I know has seen their premiums go up 50% to 100% to 150%. Who it really hit was my parents, who might use their insurance once every 10 years. I think my mother hadn't used hers in like 20 years. It was ridiculous. And as soon as Obamacare passed 3 years ago, my dad got a letter. It was 30-something percent. Another letter a few months later, another 20%. They know how to do it. I mean, now it's like 200%. So he went out and tried to find insurance and couldn't get anything that wasn't basically 100% what he was paying previously. Same here. I had insurance through GCN going back 18, 19 years, and Ted said, I can't afford it anymore, getting rid of the pool. I went out to look for my own insurance. It was about double. I don't use my insurance either. And then you turn on the news and they say, it's not going up. Everything's free. It's wonderful. Then you can keep your doctor, on and on and on. And then I sit here and I go around over the years and I say, do people want health insurance here? Do you want me to, you know, go in, have a group plan? I pitch in, you pitch in. Both people say, no, my wife's got it. My husband's got it. Or I'm going to wing it. Or no, I don't want it. Now, it's fully in place, folks, and I'll be charged $5,000 per employee, and they'll be charged, too, if they at least don't opt out of the health plan. And remember, most of these insurance companies are foreign. We've never had a tax. That's what we had. The Revolutionary War was over foreign taxes and things like that to a foreign power. You know, the globalism of that age, colonialism. That's all globalism is a new form of corporate colonialism. And then I was talking to, again, crew members here in the office, where the first fine was, you know, $1,000 and $3,000, and then now it's, oh, $5,000. Oh, because, you know, you make a decent, you know, middle class wage. I say lower middle class wage. We're going to take $5,000 from you. Because, see, they don't recognize most of these other cobbled together health plans you can get that are pretty decent. They don't recognize. It's big insurance companies wrote this to make you get it from them. And then when they're done making money off of it a few years, they're just going to turn loose and then deny the whole thing, watch it collapse and go to single payer. And then it'll make prices go up even more. There'll be two or three big companies left standing. That's the admitted plan. And then you've got to go to them. And Rahm Emanuel's brother, one of the architects of it, we got to find that clip. It's Rahm Emanuel's brother admits Obamacare meant to create single payer. Author of Obamacare admits plan is meant to create single payer. It's Fox News. I think it's like Cavuto 3 years ago. He's on there in person and says, of course it's meant to bankrupt it and go to single payer. But But it isn't even Cloward and Piven to make it socialist, which would be bad enough, because that's the state running health care, getting rid of innovation and choice. It's big foreign corporations making you get it from them. I mean, that's so unconstitutional. That's so discriminatory. That's so, I called it a tax. Oh, you're a kook, not a tax. And then the Supreme Court says, well, Congress has the power to tax. But not an unconstitutional tax. And as soon as Obama let thousands of big companies opt out of Obamacare, the minute they did that, it was totally unconstitutional there because it's an unfair weights and measures. It's discrimination on the face. But we only think of discrimination if, you know, you're black or you're white or the KKK burned a cross in your yard. The big massive discrimination is all of us having our privacy violated, all of us having to pay for illegal aliens, all of, including illegals that are already here getting killed by illegals, all of us having a ruling class that's above the law that has bodyguards, taxpayer paid for, and then we can't have guns in many areas they control. So, I mean, to me, I know that clip's easy to find. If you guys can't find it, because we didn't find it yesterday, go ask the other side to find it, or ask Paul Watson, because he's always the best at finding it. You guys are great, too, but I really want that clip. People say, oh, he just made that up. They never admitted it was just bankrupt everything. They never admitted it was just making a single pair. Yeah, they did. But you don't believe Gruber got up on different TV shows and said, thank God the public has no attention span. It's so stupid. You know, I was hired to hide the fact we were going to double and triple prices. And he does that Judge Smales laugh that we've got Charlie Rose yesterday. We played it from 2 days ago, from Tuesday, bragging. I love that line we wrote, speechwriters, about if you like your doctor, you can keep it. We caught them good. Or the State Department spokesman, we're the paragon of justice and truth. And let me tell you another good one. Remember Gibbs, former press secretary? He's like, yeah, the drone program was public for years. It's all over the news. It's admitted. And I'm told to go on TV and say it doesn't exist. And then the anchors all laugh with him. It's fun. It's fun to rub your nose in it. It's fun to do that to you. It's fun. It's fun to have the Pope come out today, Infowars.com, and say that any journalists that engage in conspiracy theories, quote, conspiracy theories are terrorists. Conspiracy theorists are terrorists. Next level. All right, I'm going to come back and actually get to the State Department news where they're threatening to launch terror attacks inside Russia. And, of course, the State Department's also come out and said in writing, and so has NATO, that they will launch military physical attacks if they think from the territory of Russia or any of its allies cyber attacks come. That was first in writing. People didn't believe it 6 months ago when we covered it. Then they came out about a month ago and said it on the news. Samantha Powers and others. So we have the official press briefing saying, oh, if you don't get out of Syria, terrorists are going to hit you. We're going to break that down. Before I go any further, we have store-wide free shipping that will end today. The sale on Supermail and others has ended, but the store-wide free shipping ends tonight at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. We now have the new amazing probiotic. Your front line of defense has arrived. The very best probiotic that we believe has been produced. They have some that people get from, you know, medical facilities and things that are $200, $300, $400. Maybe those are better. I don't know. But this is what they do in Europe. This is the cutting edge. Took us 7 years. Again, I was with the group 5 years ago, but he was working on it for 2 years. Very, very, very neurotically, you know, almost like Tesla, but I mean, in a good way, to come up with this. It's InfoWarsLife.com. It's $68. It's refrigerated. It's shipped to us from the factory refrigerated. It's refrigerated here. We ship it to you with an ice pack. It doesn't lose a lot of it, he says, if it gets hot, but it keeps its maximum strength if you do keep it in the refrigerator. So that's recommended. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You can always get free shipping when you sign up for auto ship. Sign up for 14 days, 30 days, 60, 90. And then, you know, for stuff that's perishable or stuff that you use, stuff that, you know, obviously you need to buy on a routine basis, like our Wake Up America coffee or vitamin B12 or lung cleanse or DNA Force. There's no reviews yet for the new Biome Defense probiotic from InfoWarsLife.com. And that's because, obviously, it just started shipping out yesterday. Got in last week in the refrigerated area. It started shipping out yesterday. InfoWarsLive.com. 50 billion live and active cultures. 23 probiotic strains. InfoWarsLive.com. InfoWarsStore.com is, again, the umbrella site. And don't forget the new free app, InfoWars Live, with video feeds and more at InfoWars.com/app. And spread the word about the app. That's the InfoWars.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Several articles here in front of me that illustrate the corruption we're talking about, and that any Bernie Sanders class envy type person who doesn't like crony capitalism should understand. This is Bloomberg. I have another one here that Hillary gets 400-1 more corporate donations 400-to-1 corporate donations, big corporate donations than Trump gets. 400-to-1. Here's an article out of Bloomberg. Hillary Clinton is outraising Trump 20-to-1 among billionaires. And the liberal Bloomberg that wants your guns, he sells this like it's a good idea. Like this is something to be proud of. See, Trump's a loser. Big corporate money's running from him. Oh, I thought we didn't like big corporate money. I thought we wanted it out of politics. I thought we wanted special interest out. I thought we wanted foreign interest out. That is the biggest campaign point for him, that special interests are running from Donald Trump, because they're all about making special deals that cut out their competition and shutting down our economy, but they don't care. They want to control it and dictate the terms of our economic surrender. That is the plan. You don't think they didn't know Obamacare would totally bankrupt our economy further? And then the central system could dictate who was under it and who wasn't? It's written open-ended? The power to tax is the power to destroy. And now the internet's going under UN control. And the censorship's already beginning. We're, what, 2 days out now? People say, where's the censorship? I don't know. Where's Michael Savage? Where's all these websites getting shut down? Most people I know are having their Facebook and Twitter shut down just because they promote Trump. It's already going on, and it's getting worse incrementally. But it's okay. The Trump is evil because the Pope said so, and he also said journalists that promote conspiracy theories, like the fact that Hillary's sick, are terrorists. And he also says he's disgusted by Europe being Christian and not welcoming more Muslims. I mean, these are quotes, folks. And you're like, is that a Christian leader said that? Yeah, he's called the Pope. Articles with the quotes, links to Catholic newspapers, his statements on InfoWars.com. Who's the radicals here? I've got a stack of videos I haven't even played of white people in Charlotte and other areas being beaten and begging and pleading. And then the mainstream news says, well, they're white. They shouldn't have been down there. Shouldn't have been in the parking garage. And these are white people saying this, because they're suckering everybody. They think it's so funny. I'm going to go out to break. Won't have time to air all of it. This is the State Department. Threatens Russia with more body bags, attacks on Russian cities. And this is a veiled threat, because we have Bandar Bush, the Saudi ambassador to the UN, again, a few years ago, the article's on InfoWars.com. Saudis threaten Russia with Olympic terrorist attacks unless it abandons Syria. That's a Steve Watson article. Here is the John Kirby spokesman for the State Department, threatens Moscow with terror attacks. But, oh, if you don't let us get the extremists out of Syria, they're going to come and attack you. Yeah, because you run them and put them there. And General Flynn and others exposed it. You've removed Flynn and removed the other generals now. And our military, to a certain extent, is now aiding ISIS in air raids. And the military is really upset about it. And Obama and everybody keeps claiming we're wanting a military coup. You guys have already couped the country, okay? It's kind of hard for us to have a coup, okay? And I'm just looking at the American people asking, do they deserve to be under this? I mean, if you want to get looted and you want to have $5,000 fines for the free health care, okay, that isn't free, and you want to, you know, arrest the press and, you know, okay, this is what you want, this is what you get. But let's go out to break with the State Department, starting more stuff with Russia.
Extremist groups will continue to exploit the vacuums that are there in Syria.
Yeah, when you let them in here, we've got to give our rights to that.
Which will include, no question, attacks against Russian interests, perhaps even Russian cities. And Russia will continue to send troops home in body bags. Here at the State Department, the Secretary is still committed to a diplomatic solution. There are other options that don't revolve around the act of diplomacy.
Looking at the events that followed the ceasefire, how is it fair to say that Russia is solely responsible for the failure of this deal?
Because, and we've said this many times.
I'm going to come back and play the rest, but just listen to me very carefully, folks. These are all non-military people or people that haven't been in a bunch of combat. I mean, this is just historic. They've had all these weirdos on Fox News, CNN, you name it. They keep saying, watch out, Russia. We'll send you back lots of body bags. That doesn't make people back off. It makes people dig in. That's what I mean. There's some blind spots with these evil people. But, you know, I say non-military. Also, just psychopaths think this. Because Hitler thought bombing British cities and targeting children would make the Brits give up, it made them go 100% in favor of total destruction of Germany. I mean, these people are crazy. They're crazy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dude, what happened to your face? My razor. Trying to save money on blades.
You should try Harry's.
Harry's? I think I read an article in the journal about them. The two guys who started that company with its own factory in Germany?
Right. And they sell online.
Look, open a new tab and go to harrys.com. See, you can get great quality razors at a fraction of the cost.
Whoa, and those razors look so cool.
These guys get you whatever you need to look and feel like you're ready for that promotion.
So I could save money and look as good as me?
Get a great shave with Harry's. With Harry's, you get a clean, smooth shave at a fraction of the cost. And because Harry's owns the factory, you never overpay. So what are you waiting for? Go to harrys.com right now, and Harry's will send you a razor, one of their quality blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free. Just cover shipping. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 9191 at checkout to claim your gift. That's harrys.com, code 9191.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Adam Troyer is going to be riding a shotgun with us a little bit in the next hour. And Dr. Steve Pachinik, always interesting, is going to pop in about the state of the countercoup against the globalists. I don't know if we're going to have time to air your whole report. It's excellent. It's up on Infowars.com. But we're going to talk about some of it live here on air. David Brock of Media Matters has basically been caught laundering money. You might celebrate the fact that this known anti-American, anti-free press pusher of actually shutting down the free press, and this is an open authoritarian. This is a naked, book-burning, knuckle-dragging, pseudo-intellectual, fake leftist cretin. And I mean, he's made it his life's work to destroy myself, the free press, Drudge, Donald Trump. I don't attack this guy because he just attacks me. In fact, I don't spend a lot of time on him, but I'm only covering this to show the lawlessness of a Justice Department that will now set the precedent. You see the arrogance to let Democrats do anything they want, commit any crime. The FBI director testified yesterday, we have the clip coming up, that Yeah, though they never had the intent of indicting anybody. They were all given immunity up front to give them the immunity, not to rat out somebody above them, but to cover them because they've been doing the cover-ups for Hillary. So this is basically a type of pardon that the Justice Department and Loretta Lynch. So why not have Clinton meet on Loretta Lynch's airplane? Why not engage in all these, you know, things that are absolutely violations of ethics and laws? So we're going to be talking to you here in just a moment. I want to finish up, though, with this clip from the State Department threatens Russia with more body bags attacks on Russian cities. This is a refrain that I or a maxim they say a lot. You know, that, oh, you better watch it. We'll kill more Russians. No, the Russians know in Ukraine. They know in Syria right on their back door. And they know with 888, with what happened in Georgia, that the West is starting these fights. I mean, we have the emails from Soros. Hell, he goes on CNN and says he spent billions to do this. The State Department says they spent $5 billion, and then they spend it and say, oh, you're a Russian agent. If our government said, let's attack Brazil, I'd say don't do that if Brazil hadn't done anything. I mean, if they said attack Antarctica, I'd say why? I mean, what did the weather station do to us? You know, it's like, it's called ethics. You know, it's called, you're globalists that have occupied my country. You've taken it over. You can chime in on this if you want before I go to this clip, Owen. But it's frustrating to see my face up there next to Trump's, next to Putin's, saying I'm a Russian agent, and that's all over the news. And Hillary, you know, in her speech, talks about the deplorables and, you know, talks about the dark heart Alex Jones and the Godfather giving him the orders, and him and Trump is Vladimir Putin. A lot of sociopaths people say, oh, isn't it great? Your name's out there. You're real big. And I'm like, no, it's not hurting me that she's attacking me, that the press goes along with stuff that is 20 times Joseph McCarthy stuff. I mean, you know, and McCarthy turned out was right. It's like surreal to really sit there and mourn. It's a feeling of mourning for the country that we're overrun by foreign banks. 67% of the banker bailouts went to foreign banks and was secret. They wouldn't tell us who. They just say 67%. You can Google that. We've been taken over by multinationals. They've sold our jobs out. That's what they admit their plan is. And then they look at us and say, we're Russian agents because we're against George Soros trying to overthrow our country, that has admittedly tried to overthrow England six times. He did crash the pound once. He admits he wants to destroy nation states. He admits he wants a world government. The little piece of filth was a Jew that helped sniff out Jews and rob and kill thousands of them. I mean, the upside down weirdness of this is so diabolical that I don't even have words to describe it at this point. But these people celebrate throwing it in our faces. So,
well, David Brock is another one of these little filth that you talk about. And not that you need the defense here, Alex, but look, I've been working here for over a month, okay? There's no way, shape, or form that Alex is influenced other than his heart, okay, and his spirit. And I could honestly go into the other studio and file a report how Alex Jones is a Russian agent, and he wouldn't even stop me, okay? He lets me do what I want here. So not that you need the defense, but honestly, working for you has been amazing. You were asking me about it earlier, and it's been honestly
because you've been here a month or so. I haven't really talked to you. We're all so busy. I mean, I hire people that I know have their heads screwed on straight and are promoting liberty and are Americana and want to tell the truth. And we get stuff wrong occasionally, but we really have a passion for integrity and the truth. It's what we've got. And the older I get, it's like everything to me. It's almost neurotic or OCD now that I just want to be a good person. And these people think that's a weakness. It's not.
No, that's actually a great point. It's weird. It's like trendy now to be a cuck.
Yeah.
Like it's trendy to worry about offending somebody and trying to be just an absolute weakling. And I mean, no offense, but I grew up in St. Louis. I can just tell the difference in the society and the culture here in liberal Austin.
I asked, how are you doing? And you said, man, it's not St. Louis.
It's wild. And St. Louis isn't some like conservative stronghold by any stretch. It's a pretty conservative city. But just the difference in the way people behave, the way people approach you.
You understand, this is a colony of failed California.
It's very strange. The difference is definitely palpable. I don't know if there was a clip that you wanted to send it to before we got into David Brock here.
Yeah, let's get into Brock. I'll get back to Russia later.
Here's, you know what, Alex? This is incredible. And this shows the bias in the media that you deal with, that Michael Savage deals with, that Drudge deals with, any conservative deals with. It goes beyond media. Even if you're a Wall Street
just the person that's promoting sovereignty, because I don't even call myself a conservative.
Any business.
But I mean, let's go back since you mentioned trendies. They have no culture. They've been trained to be alone. They've been trained that there's no family. So now whatever the new trend is, that's their family. So they're alone. They're empty. They're scared. They don't know what's happening. And then they're told your enemy are these people that want to have gardens and guns and tractors and freedom. And, you know, women think like you get ahead henpecking your male. You know, you get ahead being freaked out, fighting some weird social issue when all that's happened is you've been turned into a mental patient. So that's what you're experiencing. Listen, I went to high school here, a couple years in Dallas, a couple years here. My grandparents are from here, my mom's parents. So I've been down here since I was a kid. You know, it was 40,000 people when my mom was here, you know, in the 50s and 60s in school. When I was in high school, 300,000. So it's a microcosm. This is a UN city under unionization, under a strong cities initiative. I mean, the city of Austin takes its orders from the feds and the United Nations. And it's really a libertarian constitutional area. But they have election fraud since the 70s. Tarrytown controls everything. It even has its own energy supply. The power goes down. This is a governing city. I mean, if you were, you know, like this is one of the capital districts, let's say. This is a real capital, okay? This is a liberal New World Order, you know, George Soros capital. This is one of the protected zones, COG, whole nine yards. So this is one reason I guess God put us here. But the point is, this facility is right on the edge of the backup power grid. If everything else goes down, this is still up. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that the general public doesn't know that we know, folks, okay? And, you know, the cops know I know all this, and they think, you must work for an intelligence agency. That's super secret. I'm like, no, the stuff's public if you know where to look. And my point is, this isn't what you think it is, folks. This fake liberal culture is a camouflage for a military cultural takeover. These are psychological warfare technicians, and their minions are like the Mao Youth Brigade cut off from reality. But I'm sorry. Let's get in now to David Brock. Who this guy is, his admissions that he wants to infiltrate and take over and destroy the free media. Media Matters says I should be shut down. They twist and lie about what we say, take it out of context. They write the talking points for MSNBC, CNN. Now more and more Fox News is picking him up. Let's get into who this guy is and his background and what's come out.
Well, and real quick, just to put a bow on what you said, I think that the reason social justice warriors are the way they are is because ultimately they're really just selfish people, and that's why they put on this act. But David Brock, this is amazing, Alex. Now, he actually has a very interesting history. When he first came up writing books, you can tie him directly to the impeachment of Bill Clinton. He wrote a book that wound up with Juanita Broderick getting a rape settlement from Bill Clinton.
That's right. He's a mercenary.
And then magically, all of a sudden, he's in the Clinton camp. All of a sudden, he's writing books. He got a huge book deal, $500,000.
Well, the same thing happened to Newsmax.
So he gets a huge book deal for $500,000, Alex. Everyone is expecting this book to be slamming the Clintons again, another Clinton hit piece, and then it comes out, and he's praising Hillary Clinton. He's talking
Dude,
about...
I was offered Hillary a major Clinton. Hollywood career about 10 years ago that I would just, in the future, when Democrats got in, if I would just play ball. I mean,
probably be John Wayne.
Oh, yeah, right. John Wayne's like 6'3", 6'4". I'm like 5'11". But no, seriously, though, think about that. I've experienced this. It's kind of like, you know, play ball, son. And I'm talking about huge movie stars, huge TV stars. I'm talking deals.
Well, and let's say that this is what happened to David Brock. I think it could actually explain a lot of what you're seeing, where we have raw evidence. These are investigative reports. We've got the documents. We're going to be interviewing a guy on the nightly news, Andrew Kerr, who did this independent investigation. His goal is to get this guy and Media Matters audited. And we have the documents. We caught them red-handed. So perhaps, you know, if you're David Brock, you're sitting around, oh, you write this book. Maybe you don't get the response you think you deserve. So you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to launder money. I've got the politicians working with me now. I know I'm never going to be indicted. I know I can take hundreds of thousands of dollars out of these campaign contributions, and no one's going to question me. Well, we are questioning you
and
now,
David
Brock. And
then D'Souza gets four friends to give money to a Senate campaign. He goes to jail.
And
let's
there's
go
the
over.
Bias. And there's the bias right there, Alex. Isn't that amazing? A little tiny donation Dinesh D'Souza makes, you know, a couple thousand dollars. It was much more legal than what David Brock is doing. I guarantee you that.
Now, he just didn't fill out the PAC form. Let's explain what Brock does, because it's just like the Clinton Foundation.
So here's what we have him caught.
Let's do document cam shots on this.
This is what we have him caught red-handed doing, folks. He's been working with the Bonnet Group, okay? Or I'm sorry, the Bonner Group. Now, every time... Now, David Brock manages about 10 PACs that receive millions and millions of dollars in campaign contributions. Now, what happens with this money is it gets filtered. If we could, maybe I've got the flow chart here.
You can also roll some of his report, has it in it?
It basically gets filtered through all of David Brock's different super PACs. Now, there is a middleman in almost every one of these money transfers, and that is the Bonner Group. The Bonner Group takes 12.5% of every money transfer. So they
That's the lobbying legal management team.
And he keeps them unregistered. He keeps them unregistered so he doesn't have to report who is actually...
And last time I heard, that violates the Federal Elections Commission laws.
And that is what Andrew Kerr talks about, is he could not find anything that he's doing to make this legal.
And this is the same guy that has put out a huge reward, I think it's $1 million, for, I think we can pull it up, for dirt on Trump.
And he said, when asked, why is this such a high percentage of the money going to the Bonner Group, he says, this is what we do to motivate people to raise money. So right on their face, they're saying, we don't really care about the cause. We don't really care about the political agenda. We just want to make money. I'm here to make money, baby. I'm making 12.5% of every campaign donation you make. I want to make money. That's what David Brock's about. This guy is a total fraud.
But it's okay because he's a liberal. Just like the Clintons gave 5.7% of the Haitian money to the charity, period. I mean, the only person worse is Bono that gave 1.8%.
And then Bono...
I mean, my God, can you imagine if we took money... I mean, I guarantee you, if we took money for a little Haitian kids or anybody else, we would pay the credit card fees, the transfer fees, and the price of the secretaries or accountants, and then I would take zero. I mean, you'd get 95% of the Haitian kids.
And
probably more. I mean, that is so sick. Just like Obamacare... There's no penalty, though. Everybody's getting hit with it. I mean, the way they lie to us, it's crazy.
And so get this. Now, David Brock founded the Correct the Record initiative, which is paying people millions of dollars to go online and be trolls who want to find things that are said about Hillary Clinton and then try to divert it or say it's a lie or, you know, make up.
Oh, that's just like Lester Holt. Trump's like, no, I was always against the Iraq War, 2003, and Holt earpiece, you can tell, he goes, no, you're not. Not true. Doesn't really matter. We have three clips of him saying it on Fox and CNN.
But he said it on Howard Stern, and he even admits, he's like, look, I was on Howard Stern. It's an entertainment show. You know, I was.
Look, that's what Trump does. I mean, because they're all talking over him. He's like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. Let's move off Iraq, talk about my hotel.
So,
but on the record, when the war was about to happen, when they'd come after you, if you were against it, because I remember they came after me, calling me a communist and an Al-Qaeda agent and all this crap, and I'm a Russian agent, supposedly. I mean, and when it really counted, Trump was right.
Boom, and this is it. This is huge right here. This document that we have up, American Bridge 21st Century, that's a David Brock PAC. Franklin Forum, that's a David Brock PAC. Bonner Group, that is run by David Brock's friend, Mary Bonner. We caught them. This is collusion. This is the Jordan Belfort of campaign contributions.
Let's explain. They're taking their own PACs and then running into their own management company.
So, and then on the back end, David Brock founded Correct the Record. It's now run by Elizabeth Cohen. Okay, so what does Correct the Record do? They engage in the info war. They have to pay their little minions. They have to give their little minions a little handout to go online, tough guys getting behind their keyboard and standing up for Hillary Clinton. That's how pathetic their side of these
is. And by the way, we don't even have, we should do a report on this. We've done it a few times. We can go look at the IP addresses, and there'll be like 10 people commenting, and it's a bot now where a person's loading the bot, but it's spamming the site, and it'll be like, I was in L.A. this weekend, and Alex was drunk in an alleyway. I haven't been in L.A. in 2 years. or I had, you know, gay sex with Alex Jones in an alley. You know, and this is the stuff they're just, and I'm like, say whatever you want. It isn't true. You know, Alex Jones raped me, whatever. But this is what they're doing. We can go see. These are bots. These are coming from think tanks. These are coming from PR firms. Probably coming from, you know, the Democratic version of Turd Blossom, David Brock. Because, you know, let's be fair here. We got Karl Rove also, with all his PACs and stuff should be looked at. It's simply amazing. But this guy came out in Politico, was it 4 or 5 years ago? I think the headline was Media Matters memo leaked. But they say how good it is. And it says, we're going to infiltrate alternative media and Fox News and take it down.
I may even have that story somewhere.
That's called torturous interference. They can pull it up. Just type in... Media Matters memo, Politico.
Lou Dobbs and Don Imus were both victims of Media Matters. And what he does is he works with the same people, the NAACP. He works with Al Sharpton, and he claims racism, or he uses leverage in Hispanic markets to threaten Ford advertisers to try to get Lou Dobbs pulled off the air. So we got Imus pulled off the air claiming racism.
Listen, they won't.
And then he got Dobbs pulled off the air playing the race.
Listen, I was told in confidence by a local affiliate that I've been on for a decade, but because it's confidence, I can't say who did it. But this is going on all over the country where they'll show up and they won't just threaten to pull sponsors. You know what they're doing to get us off?
Well, they're just going to make a law to get you off the air.
No, they'll approach the station. Let's say we're number one during the day. And they'll say, we want to pay for a sponsored show with this local doctor who's never been a talk show host. We're going to pay you $500,000 a quarter. Another one, a smaller station, $200,000 for the first 6 months. And they are pulling not just my show, all the local Libertarian Patriot shows. And they're taking top-rated people that have been on the air 20 years.
Just my experience working in the St. Louis radio market, I can tell you I've worked for show hosts who got pulled off the air because they talked about Obama. I have worked for show hosts who...
Oh, I had them come in and tell me, we got a call, we don't know what you're up to. They sent the Shamrock... I'm going to skip this network break because we may not be here soon if this continues. And this is how serious this is. Shamrock Communications, which owned like, I don't know, 100-something newspapers, TV stations, radio stations, a couple hundred of those at the time. I'd never seen the owners, any of it. They show up. The head CEO shows up and wants to meet with me and calls me into this boardroom and says, what the hell are you doing? I've gotten a call from the White House. You are, and of course this was, you know, the Clintons at the time. You are not going to talk about the Clintons anymore. And I didn't even click at the time. I wasn't, and he goes, you're not going to talk about Governor Bush either. What's this business? You went over there and got arrested asking him a question. And I was like, well, Bush? Because it's all the same group.
Mm-hmm.
It was all staged. And I'm like, but listen, I'm bringing in all this money. I'm like, the top ratings on the station, they were paying to have Howard Stern on at the time. I was smart. I wasn't just a host. I was a salesman. So I went and sold, you know, years before, got a Saturday show, sold a bunch of advertisers, got good ratings. They put me on the weeknights, sold more. I was making, you know, at like 25 years old, I was making like $200,000 a year just on ad sales. I was bankrolling, getting cameras, films, crew, building an operation. That was a lot of money when I was 25, $200,000 a year. And
look at what you've built.
But the point is, they got more and more pissed. And they're like, what are you doing? And I guess it was because I was putting the show out on shortwave. It was getting huge ratings there. It was getting copied all over the country. My films were being handed out on VHS at military bases. I didn't realize it was super viral in the government. And they said, listen, we're going to pay you more. We're going to put you on the sports show. You're going to do entertainment. You're a really talented guy. And it's fine. You make a lot of money. You've got a few weeks to phase it out. And you're not going to be political anymore. And I'm sitting there, and the guy, big fat guy, he sat there and he went, I know you just want to make money and be successful, pretty boy. And then 6 weeks later, they call me in. The BBC was there to interview me. And this was the local manager, and he came in and he said, come here, get your crap out of here. He smiled, a little mustache. He goes, you get your crap out of here, loser. You're never going to be in the media again. I started laughing at me. I said, well, let me get my microphone. They were so cheap, I had to love my own equipment, go back to the back for voiceovers and stuff, my own DAT recorder and stuff. I said, and I knew I'd already started a show. I was already bigger, you know, doing the show out of my house. And I was just like, wow, what cruddy people. Because the old folks that had hired me that were patriots, they'd moved on to run other stuff. And it was just the way that they were guilty for being evil, but they got off because they knew this was coming from the White House. Okay, and so it was the pleasure of smashing an American, crushing an American, crushing someone they knew was good-looking and talented and success because he was nothing but a big fat loser.
And that's it right there. They hate
and all of them males. Got fired 6 months later.
They hate alpha males. I don't know why, but the trendy liberals cannot stand an alpha male. I guess that's because we're going to come and we're going to take their fake reign of political terror on this country. But Alex, everywhere I go, people tell me to say that they love you.
Real alpha males want prosperity. We don't want to piss on
people.
That's
what I'm saying, because look what you've done. You just talked about how you built this. You were funneling your profits back into this operation, and now you've built this, and you're affecting change. You're starting brush fires of liberty in the hearts of millions of people around this country, and you don't see liberals doing this. What do? They make super PACs to steal your money. That's what liberals do.
They pass Obamacare with foreign corporations to gang rape you and your family and then sit on TV laughing how dumb you are.
And you know, Alex,
and they're all against Donald Trump. They're all scared to death because, folks, they know he isn't out to screw you. Because, by the way, he doesn't like being screwed. And he sees the globalist people. She's like, there was this sweet architect. And you know, and I went and looked at that architect case. That's her main ad. She runs on TV and the web. And this guy kept expanding what he claimed it was going to cost. And Trump said, no way, I'm going with the original contract.
Oh, he stuck
and, oh my God,
you
know, he didn't launch wars and kill hundreds of thousands of Christians. He didn't go and, you know, destabilize Africa and Libya. He didn't engage in all these other crimes. He didn't pass Obamacare. He didn't repeal Glass-Steagall. He didn't, you know, create the derivatives thing like the Clintons did. He didn't engage in all this. He didn't bomb Belgrade. No, he, a guy, I mean, architects are famous for trying to, like, get you in and jack prices up. I mean, my God, they're terrible. I'll tell you point blank. I mean, it's unbelievable. So my family's dealt with this. And so Trump isn't going to get screwed over, and that's why they're scared. He's got a big you-know-what for them. He wants to see America dominate because these same elites have always been screwing with him. He's always beaten them. And this is about Trump wanting to take on the big Goliath because he's an alpha male. And an alpha male wants prosperity for the tribe, and he sees the American people as the tribe, and he wants to create real unity. Go ahead.
Well, and I think what just happened with Michael Savage illustrates something that a lot of
that's
people...
That's being taken off Monday nationwide, and no one will even talk about it or care.
I can't believe that the lack of coverage that's going on with this, but who should be surprised? They won't even investigate David Brock. But I think that this can be kind of a Rosetta Stone for people, where Michael Savage says something negative about Hillary Clinton, and then, you know, a glitch happens, or he gets preempted, whatever it is. But the Rosetta Stone here to me, Alex, is...
It never comes back on.
It's the fact that all it took was one... syndicate. It took one satellite. It took one station to pull that plug, and he was off half of the networks he was on because this is the centralized control. And I'm not demonizing Savage. This is just how the radio works. When you have a syndicated show like that, there's one hub that usually sends out the feed to all these affiliates. That's just how it works. But this is how the centralized power structure works. This can be an illustration to all the Americans out there who don't understand how the centralized power grid works, where it can be Michael Savage. It could be Alex Jones. It could be you. It could be anything. It doesn't matter. One station, one major satellite, whether it be any of the six major
operations. There's an internet kill switch. We told people about the internet kill switch in 2009 because it was actually in the Federal Communications Commission documents. It was coming out. It wasn't called that. We called it that. They said, oh, you're crazy. It doesn't exist. It was the technicians calling it a kill switch. And by the way, they don't just shut the web off. They turn into like a cable station where they only send you what they want. And the new George Soros emails, 4 weeks old, Google it. New Soros emails say they want to send the news to their platforms and block their opposition.
Bam.
I mean, boom, it's in there.
Yep.
He's already working. He said, we need to transfer this ICANN agreement to the UN. It's happening in 2 days.
And so what happened?
3-year-old emails that came out a month ago.
So what happens? They silence the opposition. And just like in 1984, we don't exist. That's what they claim. We don't.
And then people say, well, it's not a UN takeover. It's a global takeover. Whatever. They create their leftist UN as the new enforcement body that the left all sees as the mothership landing to save them. And then it's in the Washington Post that the UN's coming. It's going to give black people reparations. A foreign global government body stirring up insurrection domestically with a weirdo Nazi collaborator. You can't make this up.
No,
it's beyond a James Bond movie. And then they're running around saying, kill the cops.
The UN will save us from everything, Alex. They'll save us from racism. They'll save us from the big banks. They'll save us. They'll save us from the fluoride in the water. I think the UN, you know what? I think the UN is going to save all the problems. Why do we even do this show? It's the UN. The UN.
That's right. Well, listen, folks. They want to shut down the economy and have a top-down economy you can only buy from them. Go to farmers markets. Buy local. Go to swap meets. Don't shop with the big global corporate people. Support local independent media. Support this operation. We can leverage this and defeat them. The Clinton's own internal documents that came out a few years ago show that. That's why we got free shipping ends today. We got the new probiotic out. Biome Defense at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and you can help continue to help us be strong in the face of the storm. Stay with us.
It's Thursday, September 29th, 2016. Only 39 days from the election. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.